Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We are in chapter 3. I would like to introduce our team. We are from chapter 3 from Indonesian Computer University. My name is Ilham Akbar, history designer, and he is Giovanni Wancha as project leader, and he is Indraja as programmer. We will present to you our game, Chato, Child Adventure. Culture is an art of lifestyle which growing and adapted by a group of people and being inherited from generation to generation. It must be a people to learn a traditional culture, learn it and conserve our traditional culture. Young generation is the best asset of the nation to do this. They must conserve our traditional culture. But people, especially young generation, don't really care about our traditional culture. There are many of young generation that forget our traditional culture and mostly interested to modern culture, science, games, and technology. So why not remain a creation that bringing a traditional culture to modern era? As a result, we make an educational game named Chato, Child Adventure. Chato is a virtual reality game that combine an adventure game concept with educational game concept. When you want to play this game, you must be have a tablet controller. It's our tablet controller. It's our unmodified controller. It have two buttons and one analog, and using accelerometer with wireless connection. Okay, we will demo to you our game. This is our game. When you enter to our game, you must be logged into your account first. And if you don't have an account, you must register it first. And your account will be sent to our Azure database. When you enter the game, you will see the first page. This is the first page. Yeah, this is a three button here. And this is a setting button, play button, and library button. In library button, you can see there is an island that can be scrolled. And when you click that island, you will see the information of that island. And this information will be a keyword in quiz in our game. Okay, in play menu, you can see an Indonesian map. To play our game, you must enter to the stage. But the first, you must choose the islands to choose the stage. For example, if you choose the Sumatra, you will see the province as a stage, but it's still locked. And back to Java. And in this alpha version of our game, we just unlocked one stage, that is West Java. So when we enter to the West Java stage, we can go to the map, our game, with virtual box. Yes, this is our game. When you wanna play to our game, it's just like a snakes and ladders concept, that is game concept, but in 3D model. So you can look around 360 degrees, and you can see a heritage building, blocks, and other environment. When you want to play the game, you must roll the dice with using a controller. So you must push the button and shake your arm and release the button, so the score of the dice be shown, and you will go to the next blocks as the score on the dice. You will see and in the blocks you can find the quiz. The quiz can be a text or can be a song, just like a traditional song, and or can be a work art 3D model. Okay, to develop our games, we use some software, just like Unity, Visual Studio, MonoDevelop, Arduino IDE, and to our graphic, we use Blender and Corel Draw, and also we use Microsoft Azure to store our users' accounts information. This is besides entertainment games. Directly, ChatuGame has an educational videos. There is a library mode. You can learn in that library mode, and it is a quiz in that game. There is a heritage 3D model, so you can see the 3D model of building in local content and work art 3D model also. Okay. Why Chatter is interactive? By using a controller, a tweak our controller, it makes our game is interactive because it needs a body movement to play the game. Thanks. And also using a wireless connection so the player will easier to move. And using a virtual reality box to make a player can feel realistic sensation and when we play our game. And this is our future development. We will increase our graphic quality, we will add more fuller stage, we will do cartographic on our website or other marketplaces such as Bukalapak.com, and we will optimizing our gameplay controller, and we are more optimizing our Azure database. This is our business model plan. We will make a cooperation with government, such as Dinas Pariwisata dan Pariwisata. Then we can cooperate with them to entry their local content to our game. And we will make some workshop to student to build the Android games, and also introducing our product and selling our product. Next, this is our timeline. It's our estimation with cooperative government and workshop will help and boost me. Next, this is our chiplet controller price. Our chiplet controller will be ready for first 10 order until 5th April. In prices, 375,000 rupiah with package, chiplet controller, games APK, merchandise, VR box, and tutorial book. And also we make a warranty for faulty product. If your product broken, if our product broken in the first week, it will be replaced with new one. And if it broken after first week, within 6 months, you can get a free repair service to our service. Okay, we will market our games on Play Store and Windows Store. So, Chatur can be an alternative learning for the student. Chatur can be introduced our tourism, Indonesian tourism. Chatur is interactive game with VR and controller. And with our business model plan, we believe that we can make a better market for this our product. Okay, we wait amazing for you to join our mission to bring a traditional culture to modern era. Thank you.
Thank you for your presentation. Yeah, just if you have any questions.
I think for PR, right, usually one of the weaknesses is the busyness that comes after you play the game or anything to PR. How long have you guys played this game for, you know, continuously? What is the longest time that you can play using PR? Because sometimes you play for 1 hour and you become busy. How long do you think people can play it for?
Okay, when people play with PR, you can stay with PR in 2 until 3 hours.
I guess you guys hacked it and played it in Arduino and then had to transmit while I was sleeping or something.
This is our alpha version, so we don't have make our facing, so we modified that controller. But in next, we will produce our PC.
Okay, why did you start making your own controller? Because I can find a PR box controller for this 25K in the market. I felt that it's adding lots of complexities for not quite clear reasons. Well, actually, I saw your price at 375K, and I think here it's 150, so you just can't double.
Yes, and so it's a mistake.
Yes, okay. You can just include the price there, right? And reduce tons of complexities, because right now you guys need to make your hardware, make it working, and then provide warranties for those hardware. And I don't see why you guys chose to do this kind of thing.
We make our controller because it's needed for our game. We need an accelerometer for better playing them, and we use a wireless connection. Why? Because the other controller, many of other controller use a Bluetooth, so that it can we reduce more power for the controller and for the smartphone also.
Okay, you say so, but yeah, I'm still wondering if it's more for all the experimenters. Yeah. And my next question is, why VR? Because I don't see much use of the VR because maybe slowing the eyes and move steps or something. Because I can see around. I mean, the good thing about VR is that you can really interact with the environment. Right? And you guys used to do VR, but then you were spread the movements by using that. So that doesn't seem to suit you guys well.
Yes, because we use VR because with three-dimensional object, we can learn more interesting. So we use VR, and with VR, we can just feel like that object is real, so we can more memorize it and feel the feeling of that object.
I think I find the idea of VR, but I think you guys are using it non-optimally, right? You can still utilize more of the platform, VR platform, by, I don't know, altering the gameplay. Have you ever tried this on your users? Because you're kind of restricting the movements, right? And that's this makes me wonder why you guys go all the hassle with VR and restrict movements. Maybe you guys can do some user research and make better ways of users to interact with the environment better than just throwing dice and being moved semi-randomly improve the scene because I want to explore VR and I want to explore the product that's
in VR. Yes, it can be in our next product. We will add more mod for our game. Will be a adventure mode or mission mode. It can be not only sight on the block, but it can also ride around.
Who is your target for this game? I mean, for a game of mobile players, it's not simple. But for a console game player, it's simple. It's not enough. What? So, you make it good. Who is your target?
Our target is only a student. Elementary to high school student.
Yes, why?
Because there with this student that must be learned about traditional culture with, and we made this game directed for student, and maybe a student will fun with our product.
So in your presentation that you already have a monetization model with your game, even you already quote the prices there. I want to understand how do you distribute your application to your end user?
To my audience. Where we store our product in? We store our product in Play Store, in the store, on our website. And how to get our product is, you can request our product to our website, and then we will send our product. Or in that model business, we will hold the workshop with the student that make Android, also introducing our product.
So there are lots of steps for the users to acquire your and to have the experience of your games. Like several steps, like downloading the application from the marketplace, and then ordering hardware, and then enrolling the workshop, something like that. There's a lot of steps involved in just to acquire your game.
Actually, you can take it, all of it, with request this hardware package, that package on our website, and then you can take that package with application, VR box, controller, and other.
And why do you think the user will be interested to have this kind of experience? Why do you think the students want to play your games?
Because the student now just learn the traditional culture with a book, and we make it in a game. So I think they will play the game. They also find the game. So we will bring traditional culture to the game. So the student will enjoy the game. Also will have an educational.
But what? What is the reason that makes you think that the student will be interested in your game instead of they are playing the common games that are available on the market like Grand Theft Auto and etc. And what do you think that your games should excel compared to that?
Because it exists a heritage local content that you can see the real and out there you can see 3D model in here. So the experience, oh yes, this is the vision of the game.
But for that they can easily googling the destination and then just to see the views from the features that are available on the internet, right?
Sorry,
yes.
Time's up.
I'm sorry. Yes.
Okay. Thank you very much for your presentation and the Q&A. Thank you. Thank you.